The Veterans Administration has a collection of rolling offices designed to better help the needs of combat vets, especially the veterans in rural locations far away from a VA hospital or clinic. One such mobile veterans center is stationed in Fayetteville. But as Ozarks at Large's Kyle Kellums found out last week, the mobile vet center is out on the road most of the time.
Birch Farley is a retired Army paratrooper, a three-time graduate of the University of Arkansas, and the driving force, literally, behind the mobile veterans center that travels all over the state to offer readjustment counseling for combat veterans and their families.
The baseline functional purpose of the mobile vet center is to identify veterans in need of vet center services specifically.
The mobile vet center is a 38-foot RV set up as a rolling unit to reach out to combat veterans.
That said, I get more inquiries probably than anything about who do I see to file a claim for service-connected disability ratings? Or who do I see to get this issue resolved? And that's why I say I'm in the information business. And so if we have a veteran in Rising, Arkansas, or Monticello or somewhere that wants to come on board, all they have to do is identify the time I'm going to be at a certain location. And it doesn't have to be in their county. If they want to drive to the next county and I'm there, it's a walk-in basis. We don't turn any veteran or family member away. And even if the veteran does not specifically qualify for vet center counseling services per se, we still welcome all those veterans on the vehicle.
The mobile center is a traveling extension of the vet center that's located in the Evelyn Hills Shopping Center in Fayetteville. Birch Farley drives the mobile center all over the state. Officially, he's a readjustment counseling technician with rehab counseling services of the VA. He boils that title down to this. He's in the information business.
But I try to identify veterans in need and funnel those individuals to the appropriate service provider, whomever that might be.
The mobile vet center, headquartered in Fayetteville, is part of a national fleet. The mobile centers, according to the Veterans Administration, are outreach resources designed to interact with veterans in rural communities or at special events like the annual Bikes, Blues, and Barbecue Festival in Northwest Arkansas. The Veterans Administration has two hospitals in Arkansas, Little Rock and Fayetteville, as well as a few community-based outpatient clinics throughout the state. But these resources are still relatively finite in terms of accessibility. Birch Farley says a mobile center can help alleviate some of the travel challenges for vets in the most rural parts of Arkansas.
For example, I cover southern Arkansas all the way down to the Louisiana border. And for some of the veterans down there, to make it to the closest vet center or a VA hospital, it might be a 2.5 to 3 hour drive one way for those individuals. So it's a little bit cumbersome for a lot of folks.
Birch's territory covers more than 2/3 of the counties in the state and parts of southern Missouri as well. He's been the man behind the wheel for about 16 months and says his schedule has kept him on the road for most of that time. During one 9-month time frame last fiscal year, he put 14,000 miles on the RV. This month's schedule, a schedule he aptly describes as robust, has him in 18 different cities. This week, he was scheduled to set up shop across Northwest Arkansas, and then, by the end of March, he's scheduled to have also parked the mobile center in Batesville, Searcy, Fordyce, Lone Oak, El Dorado, and elsewhere. In some of the smallest towns, he sets up at the county courthouse or perhaps at a Walmart.
I try to focus my effort in some of the small towns where maybe the largest public notoriety or the largest people flow of traffic would be. For example, you go into some of these little towns and it might literally be the courthouse at the county seat is the predominant fixture, if you will, or people attraction, if you will, in that entire county. Sometimes it's a Walmart, literally. I mean, it seems seemingly everybody's got to go to Walmart at least once a day. And the beauty of what I do in those rural towns is I can have that mobile vet center set up, for example, in a Walmart parking lot or at a county courthouse parking lot. And a veteran will see that and stop and talk to me and say, well, what are you doing? What do you offer? And then the phones will light up. They'll get on the phone and call another veteran and then call another veteran. And usually within an hour to an hour and a half, folks start trickling through the door of the bus.
Bert says he's had as many as 20 people in the RV at one time in some rural areas. The Traveling Center is a taxpayer-supported resource and is designed to be adapted into several uses in case of emergency, including a temporary doctor's office or a triage center.
For example, when the tornadoes hit Oklahoma City, they took them up there and used them in whatever capacity. I don't know if it was strictly a counseling capacity.
The stop in each city is scheduled to last from 10 until 2:30, and Birch says the VA is trying harder to alert combat veterans with questions about counseling and post-war needs that it's approaching to their city. Unfortunately, weather cancellations can alter the schedule, and getting missed appointments rescheduled can be problematic because of the tight schedule and the downtime needed for maintenance on the vehicle. But when Birch does get to a town, he says he thinks his experience as an Army paratrooper and his college degrees can provide help.
A former combat veteran myself, and significant to this also is that I'm a three-time grad from University of Arkansas, and one of my graduate degrees is in rehabilitation counseling, and I spent 5 years working on the employment counseling and vocational counseling side with a different with a state agency. So I sort of have a kinship to this whole process that's unique, I think, and probably separates me from a lot of folks that even do what I do nationally, just because I have so many different, if you would, layers to my own existence in the veteran population.
Weather and road conditions allowing, Birch Farley and the Mobile Vet Center should be in Jasper tomorrow, Huntsville Friday, and in Cassville, Missouri on Saturday.
I suppose you could say that every veteran that's been on the bus since I've been driving it for 16 months has indicated that it was a resource worthy of being fielded and out in the rural communities. Probably the biggest negative or downside issue to the Mobile Vet Center is that I cover so many counties, and I have an operational mandate to go to each county annually. Well, you can understand one vehicle that covers essentially the bulk of the entire state of Arkansas, I'm spread pretty thin from the standpoint of I can't be in a county repetitively like every month or every couple of months or twice a quarter or whatever the case may be. And so that in and of itself makes it a little challenging. What rehab counseling services nationally is trying to do, in fact, it starts March 1st. It's referred to as boots on the ground. Nationwide, the mobile vet centers are tasked to hit every county in each of their catchment areas within a 12-month span.
For Ozarks at Large, I'm Kyle Kellums.